This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Adams is coming up at 15 after the host. Three segments of the broadcast, always informative. Look forward to that. Then the War Room, 3 to 6, with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and others. We're going to take a few more calls from Matt and others here in just a moment. But first off, I want to explain something. We've gotten a lot of phone calls. I've seen some comments, even though it's gotten five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. The people are confused. They're like, X3 shows a little bit less iodine on the back than X2. Well, that's because the latest statements by the FDA is they think it should be lower. And they're going to lower stuff down to zero soon. But just to play ball with all of the baloney, we have a lower dose that you're supposed to take. Whatever you think or whatever your physician thinks is best for you, you do that, you judge it, okay? Also, we used to put out a seaweed base that was very, very clean, but not very strong. And then we found a deep earth crystal source that was so amazing and had that for 5 years. And then I got kind of put over a barrel getting it. It cost too much. So we went out and found another pharmaceutical level institution, manufacturer that had the DEA letters and all the stuff to get it to where they could get the very same or even stronger deep earth crystals. But then it was explained to me by chemists and others that a very small percentage of people can't absorb pure atomic iodine, even though it's the best type. So there's a little bit of the other two types of iodine in there. So I could easily call it X3 when you reformulate and have it be the exact same formula. This is a new formula because we believe it is the best. That's what we've done with X3. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it's extremely pure. All three types of iodine that are in it are extremely pure. It has the atomic iodine that has the other two types of iodine in it, and it has a tiny bit of vitamin C that keeps it from oxidizing. It would be black if it didn't have that in there. It's so pure and so strong because that's the oxidization. Instead, it's like this beautiful orange glowing color that turns blue on paper, which is the atomic color of iodine, kind of a blue purplish crystal color. So Survival Shield X3 is, from our research, the very best iodine you can get. I've seen some people say, well, it doesn't matter. I want the original X2. You know what? I can reformulate and call it X2 if you want that, not have the other two iodines and just have two different types, whatever you want. But this isn't us unable to get the deep earth crystals. We're able to now. We have a contract. It's that it's better from our research to have all three types. X3. Is 50% off for only, but the sale's only going for another 5-6 days. So you can get your X3, 50% off, and with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can get X2 still. Our last big order of it's huge. It'll probably be a long time till we can get more. I've put a new order in, it takes time. But if people want X2, we'll remanufacture X2 for you all day long. X3 is better, in my view. But different strokes for different folks. And I forget to take my daily dose every day a lot of times, and then I really feel it later. Stamina, libido, energy, it really is magic. And that's why there's this whole iodine conspiracy of giving you bad halogens, not the good halogen. Mike Adams is coming up in about 10 minutes. Mike, I know you're loaded for bear, my friend. What are you going to be covering?
Well, when you opened the show this morning and you talked about how we need to have a bigger picture point of view, I'm going to be covering that because the election fraud and the criminal fraud of the Democrats and the deception is really just a symptom of assaults on consciousness and assaults on humanity. So that's going to cover that in a much bigger point of view, some of the things you mentioned, but also expanding it to other areas. I've got a lot coming up.
But I think all of us at an instinctive and spiritual level get Trump's great, nationalism's great, but this battle, this war is so out of control, we have to change people fundamentally at the consciousness level.
Well, exactly. And there are many people who are Trump supporters, but they're still destroying their minds and their bodies with 5G radiation or fluoride poisoning. We really have to be healthier and more conscious and aware if we're going to win this battle at every level. So that's new.
Well, naturalnews.com's Mike Adams.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, Mike Adams is coming up in 10 minutes. I was just about to go to Matt. He just hung up. We're going to go to Brad and Judy and Jerome and Jesse and a few others here right now. Brad in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. You're on the air. What do you make of this election? They're openly stealing Florida. They just, it looks like they're going to steal that whole situation in Arizona. It's so transparent. This is insane.
It's unbelievable, Alex. It continues to happen, and our election system's an absolute joke. I don't know how anybody can say it isn't. It's I don't know what the solution is, but it's completely off the chain, ridiculous. And I know Trump's on top of Florida, but it may be too little too late. And the stuff that was captured on video is awesome. Whoever caught that stuff to document it, thank God for that.
And, of course, it's a famous county that's been convicted of doing this over and over again. And that is, Trump can't do everything. He's under attack from every angle. It's just insane.
And he's all by himself. No one steps up to help him. I feel so sorry for that guy. I mean,
and it's because men in this country, more than anybody, think going along with the system gets them ahead. And so no one will stick their neck out until we all lose our necks because of the incredible cowardice.
And the media and the newspapers, the television media, I mean, they're just demonizing anything, everyone from all different sides, including Trump. You guys do an excellent job. I said this to Owen the other night after you left. You guys deserve a Pulitzer Prize, and all they do is just cut you down every which way just because they know it's the truth, and they have to demonize it. They have to get...
Absolutely. Well, it's a badge of honor because these people really are globalist enemies that have taken the country over. It's true what Trump says. He says, I don't want to say this, but it's true. I have to. These are literally enemies. That doesn't mean we go attack them like Antifa does us. It means they really hate the country. They hate nationalism. They hate us existing because they work for a bunch of ruthless global corporations that are tax exempt. These people do not have any moral authority. They are frauds. God bless you, Brad. Great points. Jesse, in my home state of Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Alex.
Thanks, brother. Go ahead.
Well, I had a couple of Bible passages on the very serious subject of life extension. I saw that you were sort of struggling with it, and I just wanted to give Christian support. I think two passages that are relevant in Matthew. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Some people take that to mean androids or clones. I think that's a really interesting interpretation.
I mean, I remember hearing different pastors say when they talk about the image of the beast will be seen worldwide and will be, you know, huge, but it'll be, you know, like a man, but not. I think that's will be these AI avatars that people are then made to worship, which the globalists say that will be the new global god.
Well, avatar is a really interesting word because they keep throwing that in our face all the time with movies. You could project like a video game into an avatar and move it around.
Yeah, it's demon possession. They're telling you what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, the other passage, and I just want to support you today with what you were doing, because I saw it was a very serious subject. In Revelation 9:6, and in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. I think that's an interesting passage in the same context.
Well, yeah, doesn't it say they'll sit under the mountains and caves and beat themselves on the head, wishing God would let them die, but God won't?
That's Revelation 6. You kind of have to skip, but that's, I think, how Revelation is structured. I love this passage because it gives me so much faith, and you know they've got it lined up. And the king...
And notice, the globalists are in their bunkers.
Yeah.
Wishing they could die.
Right. Well, who knows what kind of manipulation and extortion they have. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. I get so much comfort from that. When you and Donald Trump are out there, and you're running interference for the rest of us, and you're fighting the good fight, I want to say bless you, Alex Jones. I pray for you strength and encouragement. I send you peace and courage. I love what you're doing. My one criticism today is right now there are bombs on the Gaza Strip. I'd love to hear coverage of that. But when I see that heaviness of this subject of life extension, you've been out there since Community Access talking about clones and androids, and I just want Christians to pray for you, because this is why they're coming after you, I think, is the deep, dark secrets, the disclosure of the deep underground military bases. I actually live in Knoxville, Tennessee, but I went to college in Austin. I love what you're doing, sir.
God bless you for the kind words, Jesse. And let's remember, the military is some of our best people. That's why they want to replace them with robots, the globalist command. Most of these bases are under UN. They're under NASA. They're under shadow government operations. The military isn't even involved in a lot of them. So when we hear deep underground military bases, it's all the DARPA breakaway civilization. And that's why our military has to understand in the final phases, they're supposed to be cut off. They're supposed to be given bad vaccines. They're supposed to be treated like absolute crap and then basically phased out. That's why they're putting transgenders in the military. All of this is to kill readiness, sabotage the military ahead of the machine rollout, which is way more advanced than the public's telling than the establishment telling the public. Thank you, Jesse. Real fast, Judy in Florida, thanks for calling. Go ahead, Judy. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, and just in following up what you've been saying today about what, you know, prophecy has been being fulfilled, and speaking about the RFID chip, for, like, newbies or people that just really don't know what prophecy you're talking about, I mean, it goes direct to Scripture, and I know you've talked about John on the Isle of Patmos and his direct prophecy that he was given by Jesus himself. It goes to Revelation 13:16-17, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, say that he hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And he is Satan. And, you know, and I don't want you to just start preaching on air. I love how you reveal Jesus in your words and deeds already. You're not meant to just, you know, do raw preaching. You're whether it's the book of Revelations, which we're living in, which I believe we are, but it be that as it may, we're supposed to move forward as the image of God in his creation. And that's what, you know, I'm in 100% agreeing with you.
I'd be more than happy to, you know, sit up here and just be a classic preacher. Just those guys are all kind of shuttered. They don't see what's happening. They don't tell people to go out and confront it. And I just simply tell atheists, anybody, whether you believe in this or not, this is classical authoritarianism. It's manifesting now. And we know where this goes. And you and people really should be aware. They really be should be concerned. Thank you, Judy. Now, Mike Adams is all lined up, ready to go. I apologize to other callers, but we can take like 20 calls. So I got to a lot of them today. And I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. David Knight will be back at 8 a.m. Central. Next three segments, he's loaded for bear. And the subject he's going to cover is really central, that we can't just count on Trump and we just can't count on leaders to get us out of this. They're a manifestation of people awakening. We, all of us, have to really get out there and expose how evil these globalists are. Again, only because I'm going to plug, because when I don't plug, we don't bring in the money we need to operate. And, gee, I sure don't want George Soros to win. It really just comes down to stuff that simple. We have 67% blowout sale on colloidal silver. That's a really good deal. Best deal ever on that. Super male, super female vitality is very hard to make. Takes a long time. It's cold pressed. And it's very expensive for me to get. It's one of our best selling products. I just can't deal with it. This is the last run, and I'm just getting it out of this warehouse because I can't have a bunch of stuff in the warehouse in case they are able to take our payment processors, which they're doing around the clock. So we need to get a lot of orders in now while we still can. Plan for the worst, hope for the best. But InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But the Alexa Pure Pro, one of the very best gravity-fed filters out there. Leading competitors that are similar, $300+. It's normally $240-something. It's $127 right now. The best deal you'll find. No excuses. Everyone should be filtering their water. It's at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. I'm stepping in for the next three segments, and I've been listening, watching the show today. Alex's opening segment hit the mark perfectly about what's really at stake and how we need to expand our view of what's happening. I've also been listening to the callers. I want to say bless all of you who have called. It seems to be a very spiritual day for some reason. There's a spiritual moment of awakening happening right now where all of us realize that the intense evil of the Democrats, how they are willing to steal elections and commit fraud and lie to the voters and lie to win elections, and how they're willing to commit a deep state treason. And how the media is so dishonest, they just blatantly lie about that Jim Acosta video, for example. The realization is that this is not simply a war about what are facts. This isn't a war about different points of view. This is a spiritual war. And it's a war that has at stake the sustainability of even human consciousness or human souls on this earth. And so this is a really important time for us to step back and get a big, big picture, a cosmic picture, you might say, a spiritual picture, a divine picture about what's actually happening and understand where the causes are of these problems that we are now experiencing. Because, look, the Democrats are operating not only with a complete lack of good faith now when it comes to elections, they're operating with intense evil. As if they have been taken over and the humanity has been drained out of them. And there are just, let's say, metaphorically, just demonic spirits now operating those Democrats. And through that demonic spirit, they're trying to crush all human dignity, crush consciousness, destroy truth, destroy the lives of unborn babies as well. They revel in death and suffering, and their policies create suffering. And yet they can never take responsibility for their policies and the effects that they create. They always have to blame Trump. When they have to blame the Russians, they have to make up something to blame because they can never blame themselves for the hellish outcomes that they have created. And so our role in this, and I promise I'm going to get more practical here, this isn't just a spiritual discussion. Our role is to, number one, recognize what's happening. Recognize that this is a spiritual battle taking place, and that they don't just want our society. They don't just want control of the House or control of the Senate. They want our souls. They want to crush and destroy everything that is of God. Do you understand the severity of their attack on our entire universe, you might even say? It's an attack on God and all those who embrace what is divine. It's not just running, controlling America or overrunning America. That's one of their goals, but that's on the way to overrunning God. Now, let me share something with you. There was a book written a few years ago called Proof of Heaven by a neurosurgeon. His name is Eben Alexander, and Eben Alexander was a skeptic. He was a neurosurgeon trained in conventional medicine, trained as a scientist, obviously, and he didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in anything that smacked of religion. He wasn't interested in any of that. He just wanted to live on this earth, and he thought that there was no life after death. And so, like most people on the left, he was really an atheist who thought there would be no repercussions for his actions. Well, he suffered a very extreme infection of his brain that actually killed him. He died in the hospital due to this brain infection. It was the most severe infection that many doctors had ever seen. And he spent several days in a coma followed by actual death. And during this time, he experienced what he describes as proof of heaven. He experienced both hell and heaven. He experienced a timeless torture of hell as if he was existing in hell for infinity. It was timeless, he said. There was no experience of the flow of time. And then out of that, he was saved by actual God, as he describes it. And he felt a tremendous love and acceptance. And he felt and sensed more intense emotions and a sense of reality and consciousness than he had ever experienced in his entire life. During this time, his brain was not functioning. He was brain dead. And so all those theories that say, oh, no, these are just artifacts of neurology, those are false. This man, Eben Alexander, experienced actual hell and then heaven. And the reason I mention this is because when he came back to life, he was actually saved by God. He was actually brought back into his body. Somehow he woke up from this, his infection was healed, and he lived to write this book. And what he said in this book is very important, is that Earth is a battlefield for a cosmic spiritual battle, and there is a higher concentration of evil on Earth than at any other point in the entire universe. He said that the universe is a place of love and a place of, well, what you might call liberty. That's my term, not his, but a place of love, a place of divinity throughout the entire cosmos. And yet there's this one place, which is Earth, where what he described as hellish Satan is trying to take over. You and I happen to be on this battlefield. And so don't be surprised when there is so much evil that is attempting to assert power and attempting to steal power away from those who are good. Don't be surprised when evil gains a foothold or when so many people who maybe used to be reasonable people are literally infected or infested with demonic forces, because Earth is a battlefield of, you know, in scripture, it's called, you know, fallen angels. It is a battlefield. There's an epic cosmic battle between evil and good taking place here. It's not a metaphor. It's not just some ancient scripture that didn't happen. This is real, and it's happening right now. And the effects of what we're seeing with these elections, with the push for the genital mutilation of children via transgenderism indoctrination, the push for the murder of late-term babies who are about to be born, all of these things are extensions of true Satanism and true evil, and it is here, and it surrounds us. It's everywhere in society. And when you see what these Democrats are pushing, you know it is an extension of pure evil. I'm just here to tell you today, and in the upcoming segments, I'm going to give you some things, what we can do to fight this evil, by the way, because it's more than just praying. We must pray, but we must also do other things as well. God wants you to do certain things to empower yourself. Otherwise, we wouldn't have free will. So I'll talk about that. But I want you to understand that at a very deep level, at a very real level, we are in a spiritual battle that has been taking place for thousands of years and will continue to take place for thousands of years beyond our short lives. And that while we are here in these human lives with divine spirit, you know, body, mind, and soul, it is our job to fight against evil and to defend and protect the divine and to serve, frankly, life and God. That's what our mission is here. That's what we are doing. And we must never lose that perspective of how important it is what we are doing. So when we come back, I'll share more specific details about how we can win this fight against evil and protect our world for those who are willing to live life to its fullest. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
For this segment, I'd like to ask for callers. I don't normally do this, but because of what's happening today, the level of spiritual awareness, I'd like to invite you to call in if you've got a real event, something that happened to you where you were touched by divine inspiration pertaining to this battle that's happening, this spiritual war that's happening How did you wake up? How were you touched by God? How did you come to expand your consciousness? The phone number is 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539 is what that comes out to. So we'll take those calls here in a few minutes. Until we get to those calls, I want to remind you that part of this war on humanity involves actual depopulation, actual eugenics, and the mass poisoning of human beings. And so this mass poisoning is taking place through multiple vectors. And I've actually done a number of lectures on this over the years, but just to summarize my findings, the United Nations is key to this. The United Nations spiked vaccines given to women in Kenya with infertility chemicals to cause spontaneous abortions. And, of course, long-term infertility. This was actually discovered by the Kenyan Council of Bishops. I believe that's their name. They're bishops who are pro-vaccine. They go around giving vaccines to women in Kenya. Well, women and men, both. But they found that as they were giving these vaccines to women, all these women would lose their babies or they would not be able to get pregnant for an extended period of time. So they sent the vaccines to four different laboratories, and they found, confirmed in those labs, that these vaccines, which are UN-approved vaccines, had been spiked with infertility chemicals. So in Africa today, there is a globalist effort to kill off black people. This is eugenics, and it is globalist run. It's approved by the United Nations. It's just an extension. It's just really a demonstration of the kind of evil that I mentioned is rising in the last hour, this evil that wants to destroy humanity. And they are specifically targeting not only the women in Kenya, but also men in the entire African continent. I have to remind you, back in 1971, the science advisor to Richard Nixon at the time was quoted by the New York Times saying that they wanted to put infertility chemicals into the food supply exported from the United States that would be consumed by Africans. And the idea was, at that time, to spike all the food in developing nations to collapse their populations and carry out mass eugenics programs. Now, what has happened since then, though, in addition to the eugenics that's taking place in Africa, the United Nations is now calling for third world nations to invade first world nations. And you may say, well, wait a minute, I thought they wanted to kill third world nation people. Well, they did, but now they understand that third world nation migrants can become the conquerors to overrun sovereign nations like the United States that are resisting globalist control. So the real plan here is to use third world nation migrants to invade first world nations and then unleash a global killer, which of course will be an outbreak of infectious disease, Ebola, or superbugs such as MRSA, or others that are being, of course, developed in laboratories in the United Nations and elsewhere around the world. They do not want humanity to survive. They want to kill you. And some of the vectors that they're using to weaken your minds and weaken your bodies in order to control you include 5G. This is, of course, an electromagnetic saturation of the human nervous system with cancer causing essentially ionizing radiation. They're also using the chemical route. So if you want to know whether fluoride works to keep people dumbed down, just look at the midterm elections. Look, half of America, it seems, voted for their own enslavement and financial demise. Fluoride, which is especially prevalent in the cities, has that effect. It is turning people against themselves. It's turning humanity into a suicide cult. And you see this effect most prominently in Democrat areas, which happen to be urban areas where there is more fluoride dripped into the water supply. In addition, the food supply is systematically and deliberately poisoned with pesticides, herbicides, and other chemicals. We just published a story today on Natural News that talks about how pesticides have been proven to cause autism when they're consumed by expectant mothers. So the food supply is poison. That is a scientific fact. There is no debate. The food supply is poison. The food supply causes infertility, causes mutations, causes birth defects. And this is what humanity is eating and feeding upon by design. It's not an accident. It is by design. So with that said, I want to take a few calls. Now, I don't have the caller board here since I'm joining remote. So guys who are running the board, just go ahead and give me a name and a caller, and we'll take that call. Jeb in Canada, did I get that right? Jeff in Canada. Go ahead. You're live with Mike Adams. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I think the show today is completely on target. And I just want to bring up a point. You know, with all the multi-layered attack that we've been under from the globalists and I believe from the beginning of the fall of man, there's always been one ultimate target of the globalist, and that is the person of Jesus Christ. The attack has always been layering up to that in the elimination of Christ, because Christ is the operating system of the earth, according to the Bible, which I believe. And they're doing everything they can to destroy us. But the ultimate destruction, as we know as Christians, is the destruction of the soul. And
absolutely.
I really believe that the watering down of the gospel, what the gospel actually states, is sort of under the radar, but it's shown in the weakness of the church and the believers just to simply believe who God is and what he's done for all humanity.
You're right on track, Jeff. My comment there is, yes, so many of the churches have been taken over by globalists, and the attack on Christ and the attack on Christianity has accelerated like crazy under the Democrats. But let me ask you before I let you go, has anything appeared to you or occurred to you that things are going to change, or do you think we're going to just keep having to defend ourselves against these spiritual assaults?
Well, I think, first off, people who are open to Christ or who have confessed Christ, we really need to experience reformation, even beyond reformation, is restoration to the original plan of God. God loves us, and he just simply asks us to believe who he is and to operate within him. And I believe we need a real reformation to Jesus Christ. Christ died for the sins of all people, and that debt has been paid. That was a contract between the Father and the Son, and that is finished. And God just simply asks us to believe it. It's not a ladder to get to God. It's a simple belief in that God loves us, and he cares for us, and that he has an inheritance, an identity, and value for us. So what I would say is everybody has to have their due face-to-face with Jesus, because you're going to face him one way or another.
Well said. Sorry to interrupt, but I have a comment on that. Thank you for the call, Jeff. Well said. I jokingly wrote this morning that if Democrats actually weren't atheists, if they did believe in God, they would pray to God and say, "Dear God, please save me from the consequences of my own actions," because what they are setting into motion is hell on earth. That's what Democrats are creating. And yet they somehow think that they will not have to face the repercussions of what they have wrought, and yet they will, because as you said, Jeff, they will face God, they will face judgment for their actions. There is a human soul that persists beyond this life, that survives this life, and that soul will have a lot to answer for a lot of people. Our job is to make sure that we serve higher purpose while we are here. We'll be right back with more. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, Mike Adams filling in. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Prepare to be really blown away by the information I'm going to reveal in this segment. These are some practical solutions to protect your body, mind, and spirit from the spiritual assault that's targeting all humanity right now. And it is that spiritual assault that is causing us to see the symptoms of that, the demonization of society, the demoncrats trying to gain power through thievery and cheating and so on. As a scientist, you know, I run a lab. I'm a published scientist. I know the role of nutrition in protecting your mind, but I'm going to go beyond nutrition science here and mention a couple of things. But we'll start with that. The basics are your brain can be protected by a vast array of nutrients. And these nutrients include curcumin in turmeric, for example. They include nutrients that are found in green tea. They include nutrients that are found in medicinal mushrooms or Chinese medicine, Western herbs, and many others. And even though I'm not here to plug Alex's products, I don't have any financial ties to Alex's products, but iodine has something about it that you may have never known. Iodine, not only is it a trace element, but did you know that the atomic mass of iodine 127 is a prime number, which is considered a cosmic number. Some people believe, and this isn't really a scientific sentence here, but many people believe from a spiritual point of view that God speaks to us through mathematics and specifically prime numbers. And if you go back into the history of mathematics, you find a lot of cases where there were Christians who were scientists who believed in the power of prime numbers because they were unique numbers. I know this is a fascinating discussion, but iodine is believed by many people in nutrition and consciousness to actually connect your brain to consciousness. And again, I understand this is not a scientific statement here, but it's something for you to explore. Just look into this. There's a consciousness element that is iodine, and it happens to be the atomic mass of 127, which is a prime number. It's also 2 to the power of 7 minus 1, by the way, with 7 being, of course, a biblical scripture number, the seven signs and 7 bells and so on. So that's fascinating, 2 to the power of 7, 2 being a binary. So a binary number to the power of 7 minus 1 is 127. It's also interesting from a scientific point of view that iodine is not a polyatomic element. What I mean is it doesn't exist in its natural form in any other mass other than 127. Now, it can exist in 131, which is a radioisotope, but that's not normal. That's not a naturally occurring isotope. There are many metals, such as lead, that naturally occur in other atomic masses, such lead, for example, is 206, 208. Mercury is both, it's 200, 201, and 202 simultaneously. Those are called polyatomic elements. But iodine is not that way. Iodine is always at 127. And if you look at atoms and atomic structure, you understand that atoms are harmonics. And I'm not going to get too much in depth here, but something for you to explore. The harmonics of iodine have something very, very unique about them that, of course, is unique not only from a scientific perspective on the table of elements, but it's also very rare to have something that is nutritionally used to protect cognitive function and to protect neurology that is also a prime number atomic mass. So do with that what you will. I'm just sharing some interesting tidbits with you here, but explore that. You're going to find some interesting things about iodine. And I'm not making any specific claims about iodine, but nutrition in general is something that protects your mind and protects your brain. And if you don't have good nutrition, then you're subject to the mass poisoning of pesticides and fluoride and all the other chemicals, the toxic fragrance chemicals that people have in their perfumes and their laundry detergents and dryer sheets and so on. And if I could summarize what I'm trying to say here, then I'll go to some calls. It is, people, please, I beg of you, I pray for you, stop poisoning yourself. Stop poisoning yourself with toxic chemicals and instead take in the substances that are going to not only protect you, but even can help enlighten you. And that's no joke. If you look in the Bible and you look at even world religions, people around the world who were the gurus or the saints or the religious leaders, they would get away from what was the processed food of the day. They would go out into nature. They would sometimes fast. They would drink clean water. They would eat herbs. They would eat the roots. They would take the natural products like the turmeric roots or the onions in the ground. They would eat the herbs, and then they would have an epiphany because they're having such clarity in that moment because suddenly they're not polluted. Their brains aren't intoxicated, literally. And yet society today is full of so much poison that by comparison, a biblical diet in that day would now be considered all organic. What people ate in biblical times was all organic. And yet today, you see people filing in and out of churches, and their health is in very bad shape. They're eating junk food. Sometimes the church is putting on an event and serving them donuts. I mean, give me a break. That's not in alignment with Scripture. It's not in alignment with God. So stop poisoning your body and start nourishing your body, and you will find effects that go beyond the mere physical. They go to the spiritual. And yes, I'm not telling you everything I know on this subject. I'm just kind of giving you enough of a tease that you will do some more research yourself and find out. I'm not even talking about psychedelic drugs or anything like that. I'm just talking about straight up nutrition, phytonutrients from plants. Now, I want to go to some calls here. We've got a few more callers lined up. Let's go to Brian in Illinois. Brian, you're live with Mike Adams. Thank you for your patience as I unveiled all that. Go ahead. What's your comment or question?
Yeah, my comment is that you are extremely right about our nutrition and what we need to put in our bodies. And the one thing that I'm seeing right now as far as things happening spiritually, I realize that the evil forces want to pollute our food so they can dumb us down and then destroy us. And here's a fun thing I find out, too. In Illinois, the healthy food is expensive. The reason why people are not able to eat the healthy food that's in health food stores or grow it is most of the time, well, they can grow it, but it's just like they're in different states. Like it's winter, it's summer in different states, but there are a lot of weather patterns due to chemtrails, too. But the reason why we're not able to buy it is because we can't afford it. That's why we save our money to buy these organic ingredients. But we'll have to grow it.
Right, and the conventional foods are, in essence, subsidized by the government. So non-organic corn and corn syrup and all that is paid for, in part, by taxpayers. So they're punishing us for wanting to eat organic, right?
Yeah, basically, man, because honestly, there were people who were there are not a lot of health stores in Illinois. There are very few. They're in basically in like secluded towns like Homewood and Park Forest. And I have to, you know, basically take the bus just to get down there. And
Yeah. There's
not a lot of them because most of the grocery stores like Walmart, and I'm exposing them, Walmart, Target, Jewel Osco, they're selling stuff with junk food. We see a lot of gluten free, but that's just not enough.
A lot of gluten-free contains glyphosate, by the way. But you're right on point there, Brian. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go to another caller. Let's get some more comments in before we close out this segment. Let's go to Lauren in Nevada. Do I have that name right, Lauren?
Yes. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're okay. You're good. Go ahead.
It's an honor to speak with you. I'm a published author. I haven't published since the 90s, however, but to make a very long story short, my son was born in 1989, and there was no internet or any of that information out, but the Holy Spirit, I believe, told me to give my son only Great Earth baby food, which is organic, and I only would allow him things that were organic all his growing up. We made all his cereal, we made all his food, everything, nothing processed, and I also was diagnosed. I lived in Northern California, in the Emerald Triangle, and which is my subject. I wanted to ask you about marijuana and Monsanto, but I went to Utah, got on prescription drugs to do it for my family for 1 year. I said I will do this for 1 year because they did not believe that marijuana would help me. And so I did that, and I went to Colorado 2 years later, and I got off everything.
Read your question real quick, Lauren. We're about to run out of time.
Okay, my question is, what do you think about Monsanto and marijuana and the St. Louis, they've made a strain of marijuana.
Well, of course, Monsanto is very clear what they represent and the evil that they are. But marijuana, of course, is a natural plant and a healing plant. Marijuana, cannabis, should be decentralized and made available to everyone. Everyone should be able to grow it for medicinal purposes. We don't want it to be monopolized by evil corporations. That's my view on cannabis. That plant is here for a purpose, and it's compatible with with human biology. So we need to decriminalize cannabis, and we need to take our power back from evil corporations. Thank you all for watching today. I bless you all. Prayers. I'll join you again in another episode. Take care.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.